Thank you, everyone. Hi. I don't know if the microphone is working. Yeah, it seems to be working. First of all, thank you for coming to our talk. I hope we can get you excited about the work that we've been doing. I am Ujbo, and here's Emily. I'll quickly introduce us. And here's me trying to make something out of the first draft of the message format 2 spec. It's been a while since we started work on this. So I'm from New Delhi in India, and I live in Akurunya. It's a fun city. I love open source software, the web platform. It has taught me everything that I know, and I hope that we can localize it to serve more people. I also like badly designed video games and other things. And I work at Egalia. Over to you, Emily.
Hi. I'm Emily, and about working on localization at Mozilla. And as far as I know, I am the only person to work on localization and localization. These are the robotic underwater floats that my dissertation work is based on. They have absolutely nothing to do with today's talk. I just like to be proud of the fact that I work on both localization and localization. So one challenge, there are many challenges with localization these days. And the first part of this is about presenting some of those that we hope to be able to be solved or made more solvable with Message Format 2. Then we're going to go on to talking about what is actually Message Format 2, what does it look like, and then we're going to continue with some of the next steps of what can be done here. So a big challenge, really, of where we are today is that localization is very much siloed. These are very old silos, but you get the point, I hope. Where you end up picking a solution for localization, mostly often based on developer needs, developer desires, and developer presumptions about how translators and translation works. And then you kind of just go with it. Because, you know, silos can be old or they can be newer, but they're still silos that we are mostly living in. And this becomes difficult to move from one solution to a different solution. You're kind of stuck with it. And the features of the localization systems that you end up with are kind of incidental. And they don't solve all the problems that